at the Correlation Second Annual CEO Forum in Memphis, Tennessee. And look who I ran into. Mr. Paul Love from Co-op Financial Services. Paul, how are you?
Doing great, doing great. It was a great great crowd here, too.
Yeah, exactly. We've got like 50 or 60 of our industry's finest CEOs here. And you were like the lead speaker here talking about the cybersecurity landscape. Yeah. And so you covered a lot. But just give us a quick overview, and then we'll go into a couple of key points here.
Sure. So the primary thing I was talking was about the new trends that you see in cybersecurity. Some of the new devices I was talking about.
Oh, those are hilarious. Those are awesome.
This little device that I recently picked up that if you plug it into a computer, it will allow an attacker to break in. So there's just, the goal of these discussions are always just to make people aware of the things that are out there. But, if you have awareness and understanding, you can do things to protect yourself. So, I had a great conversation about, what the bad guys are doing, but also how to protect yourself.
Indeed, indeed. And one of the things that I got, hey, it says undo typing. All right, I'll undo that. Thank you, Apple. Oh, my gosh.
The new update.
I did the whole new update, and it's all going crazy on me. So talk about one of the things that really stuck out in my mind is that companies are holding back on reporting cybercrime.
Yes.
Why would they hold back on that?
So it's generally seen as not good publicity, right? So they don't want to make it publicly available when something's bad has happened, but because there's still this stigma around if you've been attacked, right? And it's almost like a victim stigma.
You're weak or something like that.
Yeah. Just like we're as a society, we're trying to make sure that victims are protected and that they feel like that it's not their fault, right? We need to get the corporate world in the same place. So it's a long journey, right? And we're still not there with, other types of victims. So, and that's how I look at it, is companies are victims of this. And to be able to share that information helps everybody get better and protect themselves. So it's just like any other type of crime.
Yeah, gotcha. One of the more interesting things that you put up there was a cybercrime business model, where you had all these specialty jobs that hackers have out there. Can you talk about that for a second?
Yeah, so just like any business, cybercrime is a business now. So there's specialization so that people can really focus on the things that they're very good at. In the old days, it used to be you could be a generalist and break into companies. Hackers now know that they need to specialize, and they're smart, right? These attackers are very smart, and they want to focus in the areas, and then now they pull all the resources and come up with a much stronger attack to break into companies. So, yeah, they're specializing, even into specific types of software to break into, like even this version is what I'm very good at, right? And they do that, and they continue to evolve.
And this is a sophistication that it's going to nowadays. It's not just some random person in their basement hacking something. It's pretty big deal.
Yeah, it's absolutely a business model, and it's very effective for the attackers. So that's why, as good guys, we need to make sure that we're aware of what it is so that we can protect our organizations.
Indeed. And one of the CEOs in here mentioned in the Q&A section, you said, hey, can you do a quick survey on how many people do like proactive phishing tests? And you did that, and I thought that was very telling of what people, and I was pleasantly surprised at the reaction that you got.
Yeah, I absolutely did not expect that, because you don't, when you talk to people, they aren't doing phishing, but almost everyone in this room was doing phishing testing, which is amazing, and it just shows that people want to do the right thing and want to train their teams, and you see it here. I was absolutely very pleasantly surprised.
Yeah, I was like, well, I expected probably half of the room, but almost the entire room. All right, can you tell me what FFISEC, what is that? Because you said, hey, if you get a security person, have them join this group. What is it?
So FSISEC is the Financial Services Information Sharing. I forgot what the AC means, but it's a group where financial services organizations get together and they have a bulletin board and they share information about, hey, we're seeing this type of attack or that type of attack. It's very selective, so the general public can't get into it. You have to be proven to be in a financial services organization, and it's a very good sharing organization. And it allows security teams just to say, hey, we're seeing this specific type of attack. So, I first found out about them years ago, and I've been a very strong advocate for more information sharing, and that's where it seems to have centralized for financial services.
Cool. And on the flip side of that is this conference that you went to, DEFCON Security Conference, where people get arrested.
Yeah.
So can you explain this conference and why it's kind of important that Creightons be aware of what's going on out there?
Yeah, and DEF CON's a great conference. It's put on by a great group of people, and it's people, the intent is to just share information in a good way, right? So there are hackers out there that just want to understand systems, and their goal when they share information is to help companies be better. right? But then there's also the malicious element that attends these, unfortunately, and they just want to know how to do bad things. So, you know, DEF CON is where people get together, but it seems like, you know, there's somebody, you know, coming into the country or a bad guy that the police capture or catch during the conference. So they're not necessarily doing bad things at the conference, but they've done things before. But it's a very good conference in just information sharing. So if you have a security person, going to that's a good thing for them. Because, again, the spirit of it is to share information, not for malicious purposes, but unfortunately, as with any good thing, you're going to have people do malicious things.
Of course. Yeah, you wouldn't want to publicize that conference if it's all about bad stuff.
Oh, no.
That would be on the dark web.
A very good conference, and it's very open and sharing. One of the best I go to. I actually look forward to it every year.
So you take your son there as well? You guys go check out all the cool stuff?
Yeah, I mean, he's interested in security as well, and he's amazingly good at it. So, you know, to have him interested in it, you know, brings me a lot of joy.
Cool. And some of the testing tools that you displayed up there, I mean, you were like a magician. You were pulling stuff out of all your pockets and stuff. It's amazing. They're so like nondescript. They're so subtle. You wouldn't even imagine, like the USB cord.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? That can like steal all your information.
Yeah, I mean, and they have great tutorials on how to use the tools and so forth. So, I mean, there's a lot of information on it, but the tools put out by the manufacturers are intended for good security people to go and, you know, test their organizations. But again, just like with anything that's good, you can make it bad. So
yeah,
bad guys use it as well. So that's why you need to be aware of it.
And probably one of the biggest statements that stuck out for me in your presentation was, it's easy to secure a company out of business. Don't secure yourself out of business. What do you mean by that?
Well, so just like if you think about it like at home, you can make it to where you're never exposed to any risk at home. And that's by locking all the doors and never going outside. But that's not a life, right? So it's the same thing with business, right? You can over-secure your organization to the point where they can't do business. And that's where you find good security people, is the people who understand that there's a balance. And you have to assume certain risks, but they need to be informed and solid risks, as opposed to just random, we're just going to do it. So, you know, I always equate it to driving a car, right? I mean, I can remove the risk of me getting in a car accident by never driving a car, never getting near a car, getting near a road, but that's not really what I want to do. So I put in brakes, I put in, you know, I have seat belts, and I make sure my tires are inflated, and that reduces the risk to an acceptable level.
Good. I think there's a balance with everything.
Absolutely.
So you got to have that in your business as well.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
If you don't do that, you know, if you have a security person who says we need to secure everything, and you know, that potentially could be someone who could secure you out of business.
Scary. All right. Last question for you, because I want to be respectful of your time, because you got to get to the airport. What are some top two things, some advice for Creightians right now that they can be doing, besides, I mean, the phishing testing, the proactive stuff? Anything else that they need to be doing?
So if you don't have a security person or somebody who's focused on security in your organization, find somebody and make it their secondary job, right? So some organizations are so small that they can't have a security team or a dedicated security person. Well, find somebody who's interested in security and make it part of their job, right? If you do that, now you're reducing the likelihood that bad stuff will happen, because that person will think about security as they're doing technology and so forth. And train your users, right? Phishing tests, but make it a safe environment for when you do train them, that if they do report things, that they're not going to get in trouble. Like if they accidentally click on a phishing email, don't make it that's it, you're done, right? You know, you have to have tiered. Like if someone clicks on it 5 times, that's a different situation. But if someone makes an error and calls in, make it safe and make it okay for them to report that.
You want
your frontline people reporting things.
Yeah, no doubt. But that's where a majority of this stuff is happening, right?
Absolutely.
All right, Paul, well, I'll let you get to the airport so you can fly home,
Thanks
see your
so
family,
much.
And appreciate the time.
So
well done.
Appreciate
Good job up there.